An unusual ensemble of 13 African musicians is touring the United States right now. The group is called the Nile Project. It brings together musicians from seven countries along the Nile River basin. Their shows are joyous, even raucous. Banning Air recently caught up with some of the musicians.
Picture a stage full of musicians and singers surrounded by instruments both familiar and strange. In the center, a woman plays a large, deep-toned lyre called Inanga, the opening of the Nile Project concert. The project's co-founder and president, Mina Gerges, says the Inanga is a kind of invitation to a musical journey along the Nile.
We started the show with Sophie Nzaisenga from Rwanda playing the Inanga, and every musician comes on stage to join her.
For all the spectacle unfolding on stage, Gerges says this is about more than music and dance.
The Nile Project is an initiative we started about 3.5 years ago. So we have musicians from Uganda, from Kenya, from Burundi, from Rwanda, and from Ethiopia, from Sudan, and from Egypt. And we are using this music to inspire a larger conversation about water and about all the challenges that we face in the Nile Basin.
For thousands of years, the Nile River has connected diverse cultures and peoples. But in recent times, these cultures have tended to remain isolated from one another. So the goal here is for cultural contact to raise awareness in these countries so that together they'll take better care of the Nile.
My name is Dina Lwadidi. I'm from Cairo. I didn't have any chance in Egypt to collaborate with African musicians. Usually we participate with European and American musicians.
But the Nile Project has enlarged her sense of what it means to be Egyptian and African.
I start to love so much the African identity.
Performing in the Nile Project is a challenge. Artists have to negotiate different languages and music systems, singing lead on one song and being in the chorus on the next. One reason it works is because of the intense personal bonds created among the musicians. Al-Wadidi recalls her first encounter with the collective.
I came very late, so I didn't meet the musicians. And I woke up in the morning and I found a very beautiful woman singing. So I was like, oh, who is this girl that going to sing with us?
It was Salamnish Zemeni from Ethiopia, and Al-Wadidi was fascinated. The two singers began comparing traditional musical modes and vocal techniques, and right away, they created a song together. Nile Project musicians from sub-Saharan Africa also share in this experience of discovery. Stephen Sogo is a traditional maestro from Burundi and a charismatic star of the Nile Project stage show.
I'm playing ikembe. It looks like a thumb piano. In Africa, we have this problem. We don't listen to each other. In my country, you will listen easily to American music. So when I met these guys, for the first time, I heard Egyptian music was like, wow. So the Nile Project for me has been like a school.
To see the Nile Project on stage is to sense what is possible when people from different cultures actually listen to one another. But making beautiful music is one thing. Confronting environmental issues along one of the world's longest rivers is quite another. The Nile Project has a tough road ahead, but these musicians are making a stand, singing as one to conjure a better future for all. For NPR News, I'm Banning Air.